Parshas Vayera. Vayera Elov Hashem, and Hashem appeared to Avram. Rashi explains that he came to be Mevaker Chole, to visit the sick. Avram was at his third day of his Bris Milah. It was the third day after he did his Bris Milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see how he was doing. Levaker es HaChole. Be'eloine Mamre, he appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre. Rashi explains that the reason why Hashem appeared to him in Mamre was since Mamre gave him an Eitzah, gave him advice concerning the Bris Milah. Therefore Hashem appeared to Avram in Mamre's Chelek, in Mamre's portion. V'hu Yoshev Pesach HaOil, and he, Avram, was sitting at the opening of his tent. The word Yoshev is written without a Vav, Choser. It is missing. As if to say, the yeshiva, the sitting of Avram, was lacking. In what way was it lacking? Because Avram wanted to get up when Hashem appeared to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you shall sit, and I will stand, and you will be a siman, a sign for future generations, that when Dayanim will sit and judge Klal Yisrael, they will sit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand. Just like you are sitting over here at the opening of your tent, the Dayanim in the future generations will also sit at the opening of the gates of the city while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing. So Avram was sitting at the opening of the tent in order to look for passerbys to invite as guests. Kichoim hayoim, like the heat of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its pouch, and the rays of the sun were shining even more intensely than usual. It was a very hot day. Hashem did not want to bother Avram with guests when he was sick. But Avram was not happy that there were no guests coming by. And he was mitzta'er, he was in pain. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the three malachim that were coming anyway and brought them bidmus anoshim, in the form of people. This way Avram would think that he actually had guests. Vayisa enov vayar, and Avram picked up his eyes and he saw. Vihine, and suddenly shloisha anoshim nitzavim olav, there were three men standing near him. These three men were really three malachim. Each one came for a different mission. We know that one malach cannot do two missions, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in showing that he is, so to speak, short on malachim. His shluchim and his army of malachim are so great that he does not have to use a malach twice. Therefore, ein malach oiseh shtei shlichas. One malach does not do two missions. So these three malachim were each coming for a different mission. One was coming to inform Sarah that she will have a child. The second one was coming to heal Avram, and the third one was coming to destroy Sidon. So these three malachim that came bidmus anoshim were standing near Avram. Vayar, and he saw. Rashi explains that this second vayar does not mean and he saw, but rather he understood, because Avram was opening and closing the tie of his bris milah. And when they saw that, the malachim saw that, they did not want to bother Avram. So instead of standing near Avram, they moved further away. Vayar. And Avram understood that they did not want to bother him. Vayoras likrosom mipesach ha'oil. He therefore ran towards them from the opening of his tent. Vayishtachu arzo, and bowed down to the ground before them. Vayoymar. And Avram said, Adonai, which means, according to the first pshat of Rashi, my masters, all of you, you three are all my masters. But then he turned to the one in the middle, the one who is the gadol shebehem, the main one of them. And he said, Imno matzasi chen be'inecho, if I find favor in your eyes now, al no sa'avor me'al avdecho, you shall not leave from before your servant. And if you don't leave, then the other two won't either leave. According to this pshat, the word Adonai is not a holy name of Hashem, but rather it means my masters. Rashi brings down a second shot that it is a Lashon of Kodesh, it is Hashem's name. Vayomar, and Avram said, Hashem, imno matzasi chen beinecho, if I find favor in your eyes, al no sa'avor me'al avdecho, do not pass by and leave your servant. I want to go greet the guests, so even though I am talking to you now, wait for me, let me greet the guests, and then I will come back. And although the psukim seem to be out of order, because the pasuk first says that Avram ran away by Yoris Lekrosam, and then he seems to tell Hashem in pasuk gimel to wait for him. Really, pasuk gimel should have come first. Hashem, please do not leave me. I want to greet the guests. And then pasuk beis that says Vayoris Lekrosam should be afterwards. But that is the derech. That is the way of the psukim to sometimes be out of order. And according to this pshat, the pasuk is telling us, Gadol hachnasas orchim mikabolas pnei hashchina. The mitzvah of inviting guests into one's house is even greater than having an appearance from Hashem and talking to Hashem. Yukach no mat mayim. Let it be taken now a little bit water. Berachatzu raglechem and wash your feet. Why is Avram telling the malachim to wash their feet? Because he thought they were like Arbaim, like Arabs. Although there were no Arabs at that time, Yishmael was only 13 years old. But rather, it means they appeared to him to be like people who had the same characteristics of Arabs. Arabs bow down to the dust of their feet, and so were these people similar in the fact that they also bow down to the dust of their feet. Therefore, Avram was makbid. He was careful not to bring Avodah Zarah into his house and told them, before you do anything, wash the bottoms of your feet and take off the dust. And Rashi also explains that the pasuk says, Yukach no matmayim, let it be taken a little bit water. Avram did not take the water. He got it al yedei shliach, through a messenger. And since he did not offer the guests water by himself, in the future, the Yidden will not get water through Hashem himself, but rather al yedei shliach, through a messenger. It will be Moshe who will get the water for them, like the pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach. But concerning the bread that Avram offered to get himself, like it says in the next pasuk, Ve'ekhafas lechem, I will take bread. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back Klal Yisrael and gave them man from the sky through Hashem himself. So take a little bit of water, Berachatzu raglechem, and wash your feet, V'yishoanu tachas ha'etz, and recline under the tree. Ve'ekhafas lechem, and I will take pas lechem. Lechem means whole bread, pas means morsels of bread. Here also the Radak explains, we will see that Avram was somebody who was diber ma'at va'oso harbe. He spoke a little but did a lot. He was offering only a little bit of bread, but he will end up really wanting to bring full loaves of bread. V'sa'adu lipchem, and nourish your heart with the bread. We find that pas, bread, is always called something that is nourishing to the heart. Over here it says v'sa'adu lipchem. It says in the Vim, Sa'ad Libcha Pas Lechem, and it also says in Tehillim, V'lechem Levav Enosh Yisod. So we see bread is always considered a nourishment to the heart. And after I give you bread, Achar, afterwards, Tavaru, then you can leave. Ki, because this favor I am asking from you, Al Kain Avartem Al Abdechem, because you passed by your servant. Vayermu, and they said, Kain Tase Kasher Dibarta, so you shall do, just like you have spoken. Like Rashi says further on in the Parsha, that ein mesarvin legadol, a person should not refrain and should not deny a great person to do what he's asking from you. But rather, kein tasa kasha dibarta, do what you say, you are offering us food, we will take you up on your offer. Ayimahir Avram ha'oyelo el soro, and Avram rushed to the tent to Sarah. Vayomer, and he said, Mahari, hurry, shelosh se'im kemach soiles, three saw of kemach, unsifted flour, and soiles, fine flour, sifted flour, lushi, knead it, va'asei ugois, and make cakes. Why did he offer kemach and soiles? He should have only used the fine flour. Zot Rashi, the kemach was not used for the cakes. The kemach was used to place on top of the pot in order to absorb the zuhamo, the scum that comes from the cooking. The El HaBokor Rotz Avram, and to the Bokor, to the bulls, Avram ran. Vayikach, and he took Ben Bokor, a young bull, Rach, a tender one, Votoiv, and a good one. Rashi says that this is referring to three bulls that he took. Ben Bokor was one, Rach was two, and Toiv was three, because he wanted to serve the Malochim. Three tongues with chardal, three tongues with mustard. So each Malach, each one of the guests, received one complete tongue. Vayitein el hanar, and he gave it to the nar, referring to Yishmael, in order to train him in the mitzvah of achnasas orchim. Vayimaher la'asoy, and he rushed to do it. Over here, Rashi does not say that it was an avera that Avram gave it over to a shliach, like he said earlier concerning the water, yukach no ma'at mayim. And the reason is because since he was being mechanech Yishmael with mitzvahs, it was not considered a negative action by giving it over to somebody else. Vayika chemo v'cholov, and he took cream and milk. Uven aboko asher oso, and the young bull asher oso, it does not mean that he made, but rather what he prepared. Vayitein lefnehem, and he placed it before them. Vehu oimed aleihem tachas ha'etz vayochelu, and he stood near the malachim, under the tree, vayochelu, and they acted as if they ate it. Al yishana odom mimina kamokoim, a person should not change the custom of the place where he is at. Therefore, the malachim acted as if they were eating the food. The question arises, what happened to the bread? Avram offered bread, the ekhopas lechem. And over here we only see chema, cholav, uven habakar. And Rashi explains that Sarah was pierced anida. Sarah became anida on that day, and she was mitame, the bread. The bread became tame. Although there is no iser to eat bread that is tame, but Avram was makbid to eat chulin bitahara, to eat even chulin, things that are not kodesh, bitahara when it is tar. So once the bread became tame, Avram did not want to use this bread, and therefore he did not offer the bread, but rather just offered chema cholav uven habakar. We know that Avram kept all the mitzvahs, even before Matan Torah, even before Hashem commanded him. So why over here do we find that Avram is offering the malachim basar v'cholav, milk and meat together? The pasuk says cream, chema v'cholav, uven habakar. That's an iser of loisavashel gadi b'chalev imoy, the iser of basar v'cholav. Some answer that is the reason why the pasuk says first the milk, the dairy products, chema, cholav, and then ven bakar, the meat. Because there is no iser to eat milk and then meat. The iser is only meat and then milk. So Avram was not being over the iser of basar v'cholav in this pasuk. Secondly, it can be going according to the shittas that even if the meat was first, if one eats meat, all he has to do is do kinuach v'hadocha, wash his mouth out and rinse his mouth out well, and then he can eat milk right away. So according to that shita, the ven habakar could have been first, but after kinuach v'hadocha, he then served them the chema and the cholav. The Malbim says an interesting pshat. He is medayik in the Lashon HaPosuk that says, uven habakar asher osa, the ven habakar that he made. He says that Avram created this ben habakar, this young bull, with the Sefer HaYetzira, a book that teaches people how to create different things, different people and different animals. So Avram created this bakar. Since it was a creation, it did not have a din of meat, and therefore was not in the iser of basar v'cholav. That is why the pasuk says, uven habakar asher osa. A fourth pshat we find in Das Kenem Mibali HaToisvis that the Malachim actually did eat basar v'cholav. And that's why when it came time, the time of Matan Torah, and the Yidden were getting the Torah, the Malachim said, keep the Torah in Shemayim, let us have the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you are not roy, you are not fit to have the Torah, since you were over the Isser of eating basar v'cholav when Avram served you. And the pasuk continues, Vayomru Elov, and they said to him, the Malachim said to Avram, Aye Sarah Ishtecha, where is Sarah your wife? Vayomer, and Avram answered, Hinei Va'oyel, behold, she is in the tent. The simple pshat in the pasuk is that the Malachim wanted to know where Sarah was in order to be mevaser her, to inform her that she will have a child next year. Rashi brings down another pshat. Aye Sarah Ishtecha was in order to be mechabev Sarah al-Baila, in order that Sarah should become beloved. Avram, who her husband. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Aye Sarah Ishtecha, where is Sarah your wife? And Avram answered, Hine Ba'el, of course, she is in the tent. She is at Snua. The Malachim wanted Avram to say this answer in order to be mechabev Sarah on her husband. Rashi brings down a third pshat that they were looking for Sarah in order to give her to drink from the kois shel bracha, the kois of wine, which a bracha was made over it. Vayomer, and he said, one malach said, as we said earlier, one malach did one shlichus, so the malach who is being bevaser Sarah, who is informing Sarah that she will have a child, Vayomer, and he said, Shoiv Oshuv Eilecha, return, I will return to you. Ko'es, at this time next year, Chaya, when you will all be alive and sound. V'hine vein l'sarei ishtecha, and behold, there will be a son to Sarah your wife. V'sarei shemas, and Sarah was listening, Pesach ha'oil, at the opening of the tent, v'hu, and the opening, acharov, was behind the malach. The malach was standing with his back to the opening, and Sarah was listening behind the malach at the opening of the tent. I never really quite understood exactly what this pasuk means. The malachim seemed to be coming to be mevaser as Sarah, to tell Sarah she will have a child. If you look at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem already told Avram that he would have a child. Ramban explains that since Avram was weakened from the Bris Milah, he did not tell Sarah this great news. So the Malachim came to be Mavaser as Sarah. From this pasuk, it seems to be mashma that Sarah was eavesdropping on the conversation, not that she was actually being told this Besura, but rather Avram was being told and Sarah was eavesdropping behind the Malach at the opening of the tent. Avram and Sarah zakenim, and Avram and Sarah were old. Boim bayomim, their days came. As the Mefarshim explained, boim bayomim, they used their days, they utilized it. Chada aliyos l'Sarah, it had seized, being from Sarah, urach kanoshim, the way of noshim, the way of nidos, the menstrual cycle of an isha, Sarah did not have anymore because she was older. Vatitzchak Sarah bekir bo lemor, and Sarah laughed, looking at her insides, saying, is it possible that this stomach will carry a child? Is it possible that these breasts will have milk in them? Achare veloisi hoisali edna, after I am old already, I will have edna. According to the first pshat of Rashi, it means smooth skin. According to Rashi's second pshat, it means edna, the time of nidos. Vadoni zaken, and also my master is old. According to this pshat in the pasuk, Sarah was saying that we are both old. I am old, and my master Avram is also old. Das Akenim Mibali HaTosfos brings down another pshat, that Sarah was only saying that Avram was old. Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir Balemar, she was laughing, saying, Achare Veloisi, after I became old, Hoyesali Edna, I did get the time of Nidos, because it was Pirsa Sarah Nida. We see earlier that Avram did not offer the bread because it became tame, pierce the saranida. So Sarah was saying, it is true, achare veloisi, hoisali edna, after I became old, hoisali, it was to me, edna, a time of nidos. But, vadoni zaken, my husband, my master is old, we cannot have any children. So according to this pshat, she was saying that she is able to have, but not Avram. Vayom Hashem el Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Lo mozet tzochako Sarah lemar, why was Sarah laughing, saying, Ha'af umnam eled, is it true that I will be able to have a child? Va'ani zakanti, but I am old. And Rashi explains, Shino mipnei hasholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu altered the words of Sarah for the sake of peace. In what way did he alter it? And it depends how we learn Pasuk Yudbeis. If you learn that Sarah said, I am old and Avram is old, so now in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem only left out some words because he is saying that Sarah says that I, Sarah, am old. But he left out the fact that she said also that Avram is old. So, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Sarah said we are both old, and Hashem told Avram that she said that only she is old. Mipnei HaSholem, he left out the fact that she also said that Avram is old. But if you learn that she said that I am able to have children, just Avram is old, then it was a total change, because she said Avram is old, and Hashem said that she was old. Hayipolim Hashem Dovar, Hashem said, is anything hidden and too far removed from Hashem to do? Lamoye, to the time that I made up with you 3 days ago. Today was the third day of the Milah, but on the first day of the Milah, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem said, Lamoye, Hazeh Bashono Ha'acheres, at this time next year you will have a child. So now the pasuk is saying, Lamoye, to the time that I set up 3 days ago, Oshove Lecha, I will return to you, Ka'es, at this time next year, Chaya, where everybody will be alive. Ulasara Vein, and Sarah will have a son. Zokrashi, Pasuk Aleph, Vayera Elov, Zokrashi Levaker Es Achoyle, Hashem appeared to Avram in order to visit the sick. Rashi is medayik because the pasuk does not say Vayera Hashem El Avram, but rather Vayera Elov Hashem, to him, because it is connected to the parasha before that was discussing Avram. And in the parasha before was the parasha of Bris Milah. Therefore, we must say that Hashem appeared to Avram in order to be Mevaker Es Achoyle because he had a Bris Milah. Amar Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina, Yom Shlishi L'Milase Haya, it was the third day of Avram's Milah, which was the most painful day for an adult. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and asked Avram how he was doing. It was the most painful day for his Milah. By an adult, the third day is the most painful day, which is not so by children. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came on this third day of the Milah to see how Avram was doing. Beiloine Mamre, Hashem appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre. Hushenasan lo Eitzah al HaMilah. He is the one who gave an Eitzah to Avram concerning the Milah. Lefichach nigla olav bechelkoi. That is why Hashem appeared to Avram in his chelek, in the chelek of Mamre. What was the Eitzah that Mamre gave concerning the Milah? And the Mepharshim say many different pshatim. One pshat was, Avram wasn't sure if he should do the bris milah b'tzina or b'farhesya, privately or publicly. And Mamre said, do it b'farhesya, publicly. Others say that Avram was not sure when to do the bris milah, because Avram kept all the mitzvahs even before Hashem commanded him. Mamre told him that that is a good thing to do concerning mitzvahs that are done many times, so you can do it before Hashem told you to do it, and after Hashem tells you to do it. But by a mitzvah of milah, which is a one-time thing, you should wait until Hashem commands you, because gadol ha-mitzuveh va'oseh mimi she'ena mitzuveh va'oseh. A mitzvah that is done with Hashem's commanding him is greater than a mitzvah that is done if Hashem did not command him. That's why, if you can only do the bris milah once, wait until you are a mitzuveh va'oseh. And Rashi says, since he gave him this eitzah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared bechelkai in his chelek. The obvious question is, Hashem appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre because that's where Avram was. What should the pasuk say? Hashem appeared to Avram in another place where he did not live? He lived there. That's why Hashem appeared to him over there. How can Rashi say the reason why he appeared to him over there was because he gave Avram an Eitzah concerning the Milah? Sifsei Chachamim brings down the Teretz that the pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused Avram to be in that place when Hashem appeared to him because Mamre gave him an Eitzah on the Milah. Of course Hashem appeared to him over there because that's where he was. But why was Avram there at that time? Hashem made it so that he should be there at that time when he appeared to him because in order to give kavod to Mamre because Mamre gave him an Eitzah on the Milah. Another teretz is that of course Hashem appeared to Avram over there because that's where he lived. What's bothering Rashi is, why does the pasuk have to say that Hashem appeared to Avram be'eloine Mamre? We know that Avram lived in Mamre. The pasuk told us earlier in Parshas Lech Lecha that that is where Avram was living. So why does the pasuk have to tell me that Hashem appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre? On that, Rashi is answering that the pasuk is stressing it in order to give kavod to Mamre, because he gave Avram an Eitzah concerning the Milah. I was thinking of yet another teretz that maybe would be pshat in this Rashi, with the Rashi further on in the Parsha. Rashi says, when Hashem destroyed Sidon, and Hashem was saving Lot, Hashem told Lot to run away and run to Avram. The pasuk says, Hahara hi molet, run to the mountain. Zot Rashi, in Perik Yutes, pasuk Yudzayin, Eitzel Avram brach, run to Avram, Shehu Yoshev Bahar, who is living in the mountain. Shenema vayatek misham ahara. The pasuk says that Avram moved his tent to the mountain. Va'af achshav hayoyoshev sham. And Rashi says even now that's where he lived. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, even though Avram went down to Mitzrayim, he came back el amokam asher hayosham ahalei batchila. He came back to the place where he pitched his tent originally. Va'af api, even though the pasuk says afterwards, shekosav vayel Avram, that he pitched his tent and he lived be'eloni mamre in Chevron. He had many tents, and they stretched out all the way till Chevron. From this Rashi we see that Avram really lived Hahara, by the mountainous area between Beisel and Ai. His tents only reached until Chevron, until Eloni Mamre. So maybe that's why what is bothering Rashi. Why does the pasuk say that Hashem appeared to Avram in Eloni Mamre if that's not where he lived? He lived between Beisel and Ai, Hahara, by the mountains. The reason is because the pasuk is stressing the place where his tents were and not where he was, because his tents were in the place of Mamre. And Mamre gave an Eitzah to Avram concerning the Milah. So, Lechavoid, Mamre, Hashem said, the pasuk says that Hashem appeared to Avram be'eloine Mamre and not in Chevron, because we want to give kavod to the one who gave Avram an Eitzah for his Milah. Zakrashi Yoshev, Yoshaksiv. The pasuk says Yoshav without a vav, meaning that there was a lacking in his sitting. Bikesh Lamod, he wanted to stand up. Amar la Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Shev, you should sit. Vani amoid, and I will stand. The atos simul levonecho, you will be a sign for your children. She'osid ani lisyatzev badas hadayonim, that I will stand at the assembly of judges. Vehein yoshrim, and the judges will sit. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Elokim nitzav, Hashem stand badas keil at the assembly of Hashem. Pesach ha'oyel, what was Avram doing at the opening of the tent? Liroisim yesh oiver v'shav, to see if there were any passerbys, v'yachnisam bebesay, to bring them in into his house. Kichoyim ha'yoyim, it was like the heat of the day. Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chama min artiko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun from its pouch, and the rays of the sun were much stronger. Shelei lahatrichoy ba'orchim, not to bother him with guests. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avram was in pain, that he did not have any guests. Guests were not coming. He brought the Malachim in the form of men. The Malachim had to come anyway, like Rashi will say in the next Rashi. But he brought them in the form of Anoshim in order that Avram should think that he has guests. Vehine Shlosha Anoshim. And suddenly there were three people standing near him. Echad levaser Sarah. One's mission was to inform Sarah that she will have a child. The echad lafaych esedaim, and one was to overturn the city of Sedaim. The echad lerapoys es Avram, and one was to heal Avram. Shein malach oise shtei shlichos. One malach does not do two missions. And now Rashi will bring a raya that each malach is said beloshin yachid. That means he was the only one doing his mission. Teidalacha. This will be a proof to you. Sheken kol ha-parasha hu maskirim b'loshin rabim. The whole parasha mentions the malachim in a loshin rabim. Vayyechlu, and they ate. Vayyomru elov, and they said. But ube b'sura, when it comes to informing Sarah that she will have a child, Nemar, the pasuk says, b'loshin yachid, vayyomer, and he said, shoiv oshuv elecha, I will return to you. So we see it was one malach who was giving the b'sura. Uva picha sadoim, and concerning the overturning of sadoim. It says, Huaymer, Kilei Uchalas es Davar. I cannot do anything. I cannot destroy Sedaim until you are out of Sedaim, until you light are not there. Levilti Hafchi. I cannot destroy it. The Psukim are in essence out of order. Really, Levilti Hafchi is first, and then Kilei Uchalas es Davar. But we see it says a Lashon Yachid concerning the destruction, because it was only one Malach that was destroying Sedaim. Where do we see that it was one Malach that was healing Avram? Zog Rashi, Urfael Sheripes Avram. Rafael, who healed Avram. Holach Misham Lahatlas Light. He was the same Malach who saved Light. Even though we know Ein Malach Oisa Shtei Shlichus, this is considered one mission, because healing somebody and saving somebody is one mission. So one Malach was able to heal Avram and save Light. And what does it say concerning the Malach that saved Light? Vayehi Kaitziam Oisa Machutza. It was when he took them outside, Vayomer, and he said, one person said, he maleit al nafshecha, run for your life, escape. Lamadatosha echad hayamatzel. This teaches you that one person was the one who was saving Light. And if this is the same Malach that saved Avram, we know also that it was one Malach that saved Avram. In Sefer Shem Mishmuel, he asks a very interesting kasha, that why was it necessary for all three Malachim to come to Avram? Bishlam, the Malach that had to heal Avram, and the Malach that had to be Mevaser Sarah, they had to come. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them B'dmus Anoshim. Why was it necessary at all for the Malach who was destroying Sedaim to come to Avram's house? Ayin Sham. Nitzavim Olav, the Malachim were Nitzavim Olav Zagrashi, Lefanov. They were not actually on top of him, but it means near him. Kamoiva Olav Mata Menashe. Just like the Pasuk says, and near them was Shevet Menashe. Avaloshin Nekiyahu Klapi Malachim. It is a nice way of saying it, a respectful way of saying it concerning the Malachim, to say the Malachim were on top of Avram. Just like we mentioned in last week's parsha, in Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, where it says, Vayal Elokim Me'al Avram, Hashem went off from being on top of Avram. That was also a respectful way of speaking of Hashem. Here too, the Malachim were, so to speak, on top of Avram. In Sefer Emes Liakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks that if it was the kavod for the Malachim to be on top of Avram, why does the Pasuk say further on in Pasuk Ches, Vehu Oimed Aleihem, that Avram was standing on them, on the Malachim? And the answer is, over there, it's not a raya, because over there the Malachim were eating. So, Mistam, they were sitting down, and Avram was serving, so probably he was standing. So according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, it means that Avram was standing over them and serving them. Masha Enkin, concerning the earlier pasuk of Nitzavim Olav, where everybody was standing, why does it say that the Malachim were standing on Avram? It must be that it is a Loshen Nekiya Klape Malachim. Vayar, Zagrashi, Mahu Vayar, Vayar, Beis Pa'omim. Why does this pasuk say Vayar twice? Zagrashi, Harishon, Kimashmoi. The first one is the way it sounds, and he saw. Vasheni Loshen Avona. But the second time means that Avram understood. Nistakel Shahir Nitzavim B'makam Echad. Avram saw that the Malachim were staying in one place, the haven, and he understood Shelo Hayu Roitzim LaTrichoi, that they did not want to bother him. Even though the Malachim knew that if they would stay far away, Avram would run after them, they stood in their place in order to honor him and to show him that they did not want to bother him. And he got up and ran toward them. And the Gemara explains Bab Mitzia and Bab Mitzia, why did the Malachim further themselves away from Avram? The pasuk says first that they were standing next to him, and then the pasuk says that Avram had to run toward them. Why did he have to run toward them if they were standing next to him? Zakti Gemara, Kad Chaziyu Dahavishari Vaasar. When they saw that he was tying and untying his bris milah, Pirshu Mimenu, they separated from him. Miyad, right away, Vayorz Likrosam, Avram ran toward them. Vayomer, he said, Adonai, Imno Matzasichem Beinecho. Legodol Shbehem Omar, to the great one of them, to the main one of them, the one who was in the middle, he said, Beloshin Yochid, Imno Matzasichem Beinecho, Al Nosavro Mi Al Avdecho. But the Karam Kulam Adonim, he called all of them my masters. He said, Adonai, you are all my masters. Ulagadul Omar, but to the main one he said, Al Nosa Avor, do not pass by, do not leave me. Vikivan Shalayavar Hu, once he will not leave, Yamdu Chaver of Imai, his friends will also stay. Uvaloshin Zehu Choil, according to this Lashon, it is Choil, it is not the Shem Hashem. But the second shot is that it is Kodesh. It means Hashem's name. And he told Hashem to wait for him until he runs and brings in the guests. Even though it is written after the pasuk Vayoritz Lekrosam, which is mashma that he first ran to get the guests before he told Hashem to wait. Ha'amira koydem lachen, the amira to Hashem that he should wait was first. And so is the way of the psukim to speak in such a form and to be out of order. Just like I explained, concerning the pasuk that says that Hashem said, I will not trouble myself concerning Adam, and I will give them 120 years to do tshuva. Shenichtav achar, it is written after Vayelad Noach. After it was written after the pasuk that Noach had three children, and we know Noach had children at the age of 500. And the Amira of Layadin Ruchi Ba'odam, I will give them 120 years, was said 20 years earlier. But still, which pasuk is first? Vayola Noach is said first. The Eashel Loimer, Ella Imken Kaidim Gzeris Kufchav Shana. It's only possible to say that the Gzera of 120 years came before Noach had children. And still, the pasuk says that Noach had children first. So the psukim over there are out of order. So too over here, these psukim are out of order. Rashi, Yukach No Mat Mayim. Zakrashi Ayyadeh Shliach through a messenger. The water was not taken through Avram himself, but rather through a messenger. Vakodesh Baruch Hu Shalim Levon of Ayyadeh Shliach. Hakodesh Baruch Hu paid his children that water will be given to them, not through Hashem, but through a Shliach. Shenemar, who is the Shliach? Moshe. Vayorim Moshe es yodoi vayaches asela. Moshe picked up his stick and hit the Sela and brought forth water. So Hashem did not bring the water, but Moshe brought forth the water. Maskel David says that this is not the correct pasuk, but rather the pasuk that Rashi meant to bring is the pasuk at the end of Parshas Beshalach, which was the first time that Moshe brought forth the water from the stone. And since Avram did not give the water himself, therefore the Yidden did not receive the water through Hashem himself, but rather through Moshe. But concerning the bread, that it is said, I will give you bread. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself brought down lechem min hashamayim, the man. The Bali Musar are medayik in the pasuk that the pasuk says, Yukach no me'at mayim, let it be taken a little bit of water. Why all of a sudden was Avram cheap on the water that he only wanted to give ma'at mayim? And they answer that since it was Yukachno al Yedei Shliach, it was a Shliach who was carrying the water. Therefore, Avram did not want to be Matriach and to bother a Shliach to carry a lot of water. So since he wasn't doing it himself, he only offered Me'at Mayim, a little bit of water. Zot Rashi further, V'rachatzu Raglechem, and you shall wash your feet. Kisavar Shehem Arbayim, he thought that they were Arabs. As we already explained, not actually Arabs, but people who are similar to Arabs. Shemishtachavim la'avak raglehem, that bow down to the dust of their feet. V'hikbid, and he took care, shloi lahaknas avodah zorah lebeisoi, not to bring avodah zorah into his house. Ava loit shloi hikbid, but loit, who was not concerned about bringing avodah zorah into his house, hikdim lina l'rechitza, he allowed his guests to sleep first and then to wash their feet. Shenemar, like the pasuk says further on in the parsha, velinu verachasu raglechem, and they should sleep overnight and then wash their feet. Rashi further in Perik Yutes, pasuk Beis, says a totally different shot why Loit was linu first and then rachatsu. He says that Loit was afraid that the people of Sodom will see that the guests were there for a long time and they would kill him. This way, he did not wash their feet in order that they should look like they just arrived, and if they are caught, they will be able to say that they just came right now into Lot's house, and therefore Lot did not tell the people of Sodom about these guests. So this is a stira to what Rashi says further, because Rashi over here is saying that Lot was not makbid on Avodah Zarah, and Rashi further says it was because of the sakonis nefashos of the people of Sodom killing him if they would see that the guests were there for a while. These two Rashis are based on different Midrashim, and Rashi each time is going with a different Medrash. Zak Rashi tachas ha'eitz, under the eitz tachas ha'ilon. It does not mean under the wood, but under the tree. Misadu libchem, I will give you bread which will nourish your heart. B'tera b'neviim uv'ksuvim. In Torah neviim and ksuvim matzinu, we find the pita sa'adosa deliba. Bread satisfies and nourishes the heart. Over here is the first one, B'tera sa'adu libchem, b'neviim sa'ad libcha paslechem, b'ksuvim v'lechem levav enosh yisod, and bread will satisfy the heart of a person. Amar Abchama, Zok Abchama, levavchem ein ksivkan elo libchem. It does not say levavchem, but rather libchem. Levavchem would be plural, many hearts, which would be the correct way of saying it, v'sadu levavchem, and nourish all of your hearts, in the plural, since there were three malachim. But the pasuk says, libchem, your heart, your one heart, as if all three had one heart. And the reason is, magid she'en yetzahara sholet b'malachim, since they were malachim, and there is no yetzahara in malachim, therefore, each one does not have his own das and his own agenda. They all have an equal, similar agenda. That's why the pasuk says, v'sadu libchem, and you shall satisfy libchem, your heart. All of you have one heart, because you are malachim who do not have Yetzirah. And l'chor the pshat is, even though Avram did not know that they were malachim, these were the words that came out of his mouth. In a way, it's like a nibah v'lo yoda ma nibah. He said a nevuah and he did not know what he was saying, since Avram did not know they were malachim, but still said a lashon of libchem, one heart. Zot Rashi, achar tavaru, means achare chen teilecho. Afterwards, you can leave. Ki al kein avartem. So Rashi explains, ki, because, ki hadavar hazeh ani mevakesh mikem, this thing I am asking from you, me'achar she'avartem alai lechvoidi, since you passed by my house, lechvoidi, out of respect for me. Ki al kein, what does ki al kein mean? K'moy al asher. Rashi is explaining, whenever we have a lashon of ki al kein, ki means because, al kein means al asher. Just like over here it means ki, because this thing you should do for me, al asher avartem al avdechem, since you passed by your servant. Zok Rashi, k'moy al asher. Al kein means like it says al asher. V'chein kol ki al kein shebemikra. Whenever we find ki al kein, that's the way it goes. Ki means because this and this. Al asher, al kein means al asher. Just like the pasuk ki al kein ba'u b'tzel karasi. Lot said to the malachim, ki, you should do me this favor and stay by me. Al kein al asher ba'u b'tzel karasi, because you came in the shade of my beams. And so too the pasuk says that Yaakov said to Esau, ki al kein ro'isi panecha, ki, because this present you should take from me, al kein al asher ro'isi panecha, because I have seen your face, I saw your malach. And another place we find, ki al kein lo nisatiha, Yehuda said about Tamar that she is right for marrying me, ki, because al asher lo nisatiha l'sheila b'ni, I did not give her to Sheila my son. And the last place is in Sefer Bamidbar, where Moshe said to Yisroi that you should come along with us to Eretz Yisrael, ki, because it is right and a good thing for you to come along with us, al kain, which means al asher yodata chaneseinu, because you knew all the miracles that happened during our encampments in the Midbar. So that is the pshat in ki al kain. And the pasuk continues. Rashi says that he gave kemach and soiles. So Rashi, soiles leugais, the fine flour, was for the cake. But kemach la'amilon shel tabochim, the unsifted flour, was for the dough, for the tabochim, for the cook. Lechasos es hakedera, to cover the pot. Velishav es hazuama, and to absorb the scum. Ben bakar rach v'toiv, gimel parim hayu. He offered them three cows, three bulls, kidei la'achilon gimel l'shonis b'chardel, to give them three tongues b'chardel. The question arises, is it really necessary to give so much tongue to each person? Every person needs one complete tongue. So maybe we can say the pshat is that there is a part of each tongue which is the best part. So in order to offer each guest the best part of each tongue, he had to offer them three tongues, three complete tongues. I once heard a pshat in the name of Reb Chaim Brim that when a person has guests, he runs into a problem. On one hand, he wants to offer them enough food that they should not ask for more, they should not be embarrassed. On the other hand, he does not want to embarrass them that they should leave over. And the guests might be embarrassed that maybe they're showing that they do not appreciate the food. So the way to get around this problem is to offer so much food that the guests will definitely have enough food, and they won't be embarrassed to leave over because it's not possible to eat so much. That is what we see from Avram. He offered each one of the guests a complete tongue. This way the guests will not be embarrassed to have to ask for more, and they also will not be embarrassed to leave over because nobody can eat so much. Zok Rashi el Hanar, he gave it to the Nar, Ze Yishmol. This is referring to Yishmol, Lechanchoi b'mitzvahs, to train him in mitzvahs. Vayika chemo, and he took chemo. Velechem lohevi, he did not bring the bread that he offered. Lefisha pirsa Sara nida, because Sara became a nida. Shechoza lo oirach kanoshim, because it returned to her the way of nidais, like young women. Oisa hayoim, on that day. Venit meisa isa, and the dough became tamei, and Avram was makbid to eat chulin v'tahara. Chema zakrashi, shuman hacholov, shekoltin alponov, the cream on top of the milk that they skim off the top. Uven aboko asher oso does not mean he made it, but rather asher tikein, that he prepared. Kama kama shetikein, as each one was prepared, amti va'aisi kamayu, he brought it before the guests. Vayechelu, and they ate. Niru kamaisha ochlu, they acted as if they ate. Mikan shlo yishana odo min ha-minog, from here we see that a person should not change from the minog ha-mokoy. Zok Rashi, vayomu elov, and they said to him. Rashi says, nokod al aleph yud and vav. If you look at the word elov, there is a dot on the aleph, on the yud, and the vav. On the lamed there are two dots, but that is the trup, the katan, the trup on the lamed. But on the aleph, yud, and vav, there are one dot a piece on each one of those letters. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, kol mokem shaksav rabba al hanakuda, whenever the letters that do not have dots are more than the letters that have dots, atadur shaksav, then you expound upon the letters that do not have any dots. V'kan hanakuda rabba al aksav, over here the ones with the dots are more than the ones without the dots. Derish hanakuda, then we expound upon the letters that have the dots. And this is what it means. Ayoy, she'af l'sora sho'alu ayoy Avram. Even to Sora they asked, where is Avram? L'madnu, this teaches us, she'yishal odam b'achsan yishaloi. A person should ask his host, le'ish ala isha u le'ish ala ish. To the man you ask about his wife, and to the woman you ask about her husband. According to the simple pshat in Rashi, the pasuk is saying that not only did the malachim ask Avram, ayei sora yishtecha, but also ayoy, they also asked Sarah about Avram. Maskela David asks, why was it necessary for the malachim to ask Sarah about Avram? The malachim was speaking to Avram. They didn't need to ask Sarah how Avram is doing. And second of all, he said it's not miderech hatznius that the malachim should speak to Sarah. Therefore he learns that it does not mean over here they ask Sarah how Avram is doing, but rather it's a general statement. Ayoy is telling you that it goes both ways, that to the man you ask about his wife, and to the woman you ask about her husband. According to the simple pshat in Rashi, the pasuk is saying that not only did the malachim ask Avram, Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, but also Ayoi, they also asked Sarah about Avram. Maskela David asks, why was it necessary for the malachim to ask Sarah about Avram? The malachim was speaking to Avram. They didn't need to ask Sarah how Avram is doing. And second of all, he said it's not Miderech Hatznius that the malachim should speak to Sarah. Therefore, he learns that it does not mean over here they ask Sarah how Avram is doing, but rather it's a general statement. Ayoy is telling you that it goes both ways. That when a man is a guest by somebody's house, he should ask the husband concerning the wife. And also when a woman is a guest at somebody's house, she should ask the wife how the husband is doing. But not that over here the malachim actually asked Sarah how Avram is doing. So Rashi, the Malachim knew where Sarah was. He wanted to make known that she was modest, in order to make Sarah beloved on her husband Avram. From here we see how far Sholem Bayis has to go. The Malachim had to be mechabev Sarah on Avram. Avram was 99 years old. Sarah was 89 years old. They were married for many years, and still the Malachim felt that it was necessary to be mechabev Sarah al Bala. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Zok Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Kedei l'shager l'koshel brocha, the reason why they asked where is Sarah was in order to give her to drink the wine of the koshel brocha. According to the simple meaning in Rashi, you would think that the pshat is the koshel brocha was for the benching. We bench on a kois, and that is called koshel bracha, and Sarah, the Malachim wanted to give Sarah a taste of this wine. But the truth is, there was no bread here. The pasuk says earlier that he only offered chem of a cholov, as Rashi explained, pierced the Sarah nida, and she did not give the bread. So how is it possible to have a koshel bracha? And this kasha is asked by Maril Diskin. Maybe we can answer based on Rashi in Parshas Bo'i that says that these Malachim came on Tesvav B'Nisan on the 15th day of Nisan. So it was Pesach. And on Pesach, they had to make Kiddush. So maybe the Koshel Bracha is referring to the wine of the Kiddush. Zok Rashi, Hine Ba'oyel Tznuahi. Avram was saying that she is modest and she remains in the tent. Ko'es Chaya. At this time next year, at this time next year, you will have a child. And it was Pesach. And the next Pesach, Yitzchak was born. Since it does not say Ke'es in a time, but rather Ko'es in the specific time. Ko'es Chaya, which means Ko'es Hazois, at this time. That you will be living, you will all be complete and alive. I will return to you. The Malach did not inform him that he will return, only as being Hashem's messenger. He said this statement of as a message from Hashem. Kimoi, just like we find, Vayomer lo Malach Hashem, the Malach Hashem said to Hagar, Harbe, Arbe, I will multiply you. V'hu ein biyodei laharbois, he does not have the ability laharbois to multiply Hagar's children. Ela b'shlichusoi shel mokoim, it must be that he was just saying the shlichus, the message of Hashem. Afkan b'shlichusoi shel mokoim omer lekein. Here too, the Malach was just saying Shev Oshuv as a message from Hashem. Elisha Omar Lishunamis, Elisha said to the Shunamis, La Moyer Hazeh Ko'es Chaya Ad Choyvek Esbein. At this time, next year, you will be hugging a son. Vatomer Elov, and the Shunamis said to Elisha, Adoini, my master Israel Kim, the man of Hashem, Al Techazeh B'Shiv Chosecha, do not fail your maidservant. Oysem Hamalochem Shev Bisru Esara, Omru La Moyer Oshuv. The Malachim that came to Sarah said, at this time next year, I will return. But you didn't say you will return. Amala Elisha. Elisha said to her, Oison ha-Malachim, these Malachim, Shem Chayim v'Kayomim la'olam, they live forever. Amru, they said, La Moyed Oshuv, at this time I will return. Avo, but ani, I, boss of Adam, I am only flesh and blood. Shayom Chayim v'Chomeis, today I am alive, but tomorrow I might die. I am saying whether I am alive or dead, at this time next year, you will have a child. Zot Rashi v'hu acharov. HaPesach hoya achar hamalach. The opening of the door was behind the malach. Choda aliyos l'sara. Sara did not have any more orach kanoshim. Pasach mimena. It stopped from her. Orach kanoshim, orach nidos, the way of menstruation. Bekirba. She laughed, looking at her insides. Mistakeles b'mei ehova umra. She looked at her stomach and said, "After hakrovayim halolu to unim vlad, is it possible that these innards, this stomach, will carry a vlad? Hashodayim halolu shetzumku. These breasts that dried out, boishchin cholov, will be able to give off milk." That's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. Achari v'loisi hoisli edna. After I am old, there was to me edna. Zograshi tzichzuch basar. Will I be able to have smooth skin? Uvelosha Mishnah, Meshir es asar. He takes off the hair, ume adain es habasar, and he smoothens the skin. So edna means smooth skin. Tov acher, loshen idan. It means a time. Zman veses nidais. After I am old, will I be able to have a time of a menstrual cycle? Haaf umnam. And Hashem told Avram, why did Sarah laugh? Haaf umnam. Hagam emes elei, she says, is it true that I will have a child? Vani zakanti, and I am old. Zagrashi shino hakosov bibnei hashalom. The Torah altered Sarah's words because of peace. Shari hi amra vadoni zaken, because she said, my master is old. Either the pshat is that she said we are both old, and Hashem said that she said that she is old, or she said Avram is old, and Hashem said that she is old. And over here also we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makbid on Shalom Bayis. Hashem changed the Lashon and did not tell Avram that Sarah said that he was old. And we have to understand, what is the big deal that Sarah said that Avram is old? He was 99 years old. Is it so terrible that she said that he is too old to have children? And we see over here how careful one must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and changed the words of Sarah, that even at the age of 99, Hashem did not want to say that Sarah said Vadoni Zokin. Zok Rashi Hayipoli me Hashem Dovar Kitagumoi Hayischasi. Is anything hidden from Hashem? Vichishum Dovar Mufla Umufrad. Is anything set off and separated, umechusa and covered, mi many from me, mi lasis kiritzoni, from doing what I want to do? Zok Rashi la moyed, la oise moyed hamiyuchad. This time that was set aside, shekovati lecho esmoil, that I set up esmoil, which literally means yesterday, but Mizrahi says it means earlier, at an earlier date. La moyed hazeh bashono hacheres. At this time next year you will have a child. Esmoil means 3 days earlier, because Hashem told Avram 3 days earlier by the Bris Milah, La moyed hazeh bashono hacheres. At this time next year you will have a child. So at that time that I mentioned at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, 3 days ago, at that time you will have a child in a year from then. Because based on Rashi in Parshas Boy, that says that the Malachim came to be Mevaser Sarah on Tesvav Benison, it comes out that if they came to be Mevaser Sarah on the 15th day of Nisan, which was Yom Shlishi Lemilasa Shel Avram, it comes out that the Mila was done on Yud Beis Benison. And on Yud Beis Benison, it was the time that Hashem said, Lamoyed Hazeh Bashono Ho'acheres. And now, on Tesvav Benison, he is saying, Lamoyed, to the time that I mentioned earlier, Yud Beis Benison, in a year from then, Oshuvei Lecho Ke'eis Chaya Ulasarave. Ramban asks, why did Hashem have a taina on Sarah? Like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Loma Zed Tzochakon Sarah Lemer Ha'af Umnam Eleid Vani Zokanti. What was Hashem's taina on Sarah that she did not believe the Malachim? In her eyes, these were three Arabs coming in the middle of a desert on a very hot day. And these three Arabs tell her that at the age of 90 she will have a child. Why should she believe them? And what was the taina that Hashem had on her? Ramban learns that although she did not have to believe them, but she should have said, Amen, ken yaseh Hashem. Amen, so should Hashem do, like you are saying. Instead of laughing, she should have said, Amen, and that was the taina that Hashem had on her.